Welcome to On the Bench. I am your host, Brendan Sinone, although I will not be here for very long. Thankfully, mercifully, I know I can hear the people at home now doing the Tiger Woods fist pump. What's going to happen today, what you're about to hear, what you're going to experience in your ears and into your brain, is going to be a one-on-one interview with our very own Zach Blaustein, as he procured an interview with FSU quarterback commitment Nico Marchio. And real quick, if you can hear jingling in the background, that's my dog, Willie. He is petrified of me doing podcasts because of how loud I get. And he's locked out of the bedroom right now because it's 6 o'clock in the morning and my wife's sleeping. So he's just going to have to deal with this one, I guess. So yeah, we got Nico Marchio on. And the interview, I went and I just listened to it. Zach did it later in the evening with Nico. We had it set up for yesterday afternoon. I was going to be part of it. We were going to do a little buy or Sinone, but just some scheduling stuff changed up. So I told Zach, why don't you go ahead and do this one, buddy? He did it. He does a great job interviewing Nico, asks a dozen or so really good questions about Nico's recruitment. And frankly, Nico is extremely polished for anyone, but especially when you think about it, he's in high school still, and the answers he gives are very insightful and thoughtful and detailed. And there's going to be some good news in here, too. Like, it's not just a fluff piece of a interview. Like, Nico's going to not just share about his recruitment, why he picked FSU, some of the timeline stuff that led to that, but really his role as a recruiter in this class. And again, there's going to be some cool details here that haven't been put out there yet about his plans to kind of shape FSU's recruiting class as the bell cow, along with Travis Hunter, and to kind of bring more talent into Florida State. So some of the things that he's going to do are going to be shared here on the podcast, and it's going to be really exciting to have a quarterback, frankly, this committed to Florida State and willing to kind of put his name on this class to try to help attract the best talent as possible to come play with him here in Tallahassee. So without further ado, I'm going to go to a commercial break real quick. Going to get Zach in here so he could interview Nico. Nico is going to be in Tallahassee this week for the spring game. He may already be like wheels up by the time this podcast is posted. So yeah, let's take a quick commercial break. One-on-one interview with Zach Blaustein, Nico Marchio, coming up now.
Let's go! It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to On the Bench. I'm here with a special guest that we've got today. We've got four-star quarterback out of Arizona. He's also a Florida State commit, Nico Marchio. Nico, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Zach?
I'm great. Excited about this.
Yes, sir. Me too.
So I guess first off, if you could kind of explain to everyone how things first started with you in Florida State. When did they first reach out, and when did you just start hearing from their staff?
So my recruitment with Florida State has gone back like for a while now, and they were they offered me really early in my recruitment, and they obviously made my top eight cut and then my top four, and I always made it a priority to talk to Coach Dillingham and Coach Norvell throughout this process, and then when it was getting down to the wire, it was really, just between Florida and Florida State. And then I just went and visited Tallahassee, and then it was just, felt like home, and it was the place to be.
Cool, man. And you mentioned Coach Dillingham and Coach Norvell. What is your relationship like with those guys? Kind of explain to the audience, I guess, how they are in the recruiting process, and how they speak to you, and just how they recruit you.
For sure, yeah. So I think how Coach Norvell and Coach Dillingham recruit is so much more different from anyone like how anyone else does it. I think they really try to build a relationship with these kids, and try to get to know them, and tell them about the program, and what they have to offer and stuff. And like I said, I think it's much deeper than just a coach to a recruit. I think you know, I really do consider, you know, these coaches like my friends, and I, you know, can talk to them about, you know, some real personal stuff. And, you know, that's what you want in a coaching staff. And, you know, that's what really drew me to Florida State was, you know, the trust and, you know, the commitment I see from Coach Dillingham and Coach Norvell. So.
Cool. During the recruiting process, what made FSU, aside from Coach Dillingham and Coach Norvell's, you know, recruiting of you, what made FSU such an appealing place for you to go and check out on that visit, the first one?
Yeah, it was just, so we were, I knew it was either going to be Florida or Florida State, and we actually went to visit both Gainesville and Tallahassee in the same weekend. And we went to Gainesville first and then Tallahassee. And and it was just kind of, you know, Florida, it felt like, you know, it was a cool place. They have like a lot of history and, you know, a lot of stuff to see. But then you could just tell it was a total different atmosphere when we got to Florida State. Like as soon as we got into Tallahassee, like, you could tell they were, you know, strictly about Florida State and the Seminoles. And that's also a big thing that I look for is, you know, how, you know, what the city's like that you're going to be living in for 3 to 4 years. And, you know, what are the people like and the fans and the fans that, you know, Florida State have been, you know, nothing but amazing to my family and I, and, you know, I'm really grateful for them. So, yeah, I mean, I just knew right away that it was the best place to be.
How did you manage to come to a decision on a school with how weird and different this recruiting process has been for this 2022 class, where you guys have no interaction with college coaches when you're on these campuses?
Yeah, definitely. It was, you know, this is going to go down in history as one of the, you know, the craziest recruiting periods and craziest points of life ever. And I think, you know, with the biggest piece, and it just all goes back to like trust with Dillingham and Norvell is because I haven't even seen, you know, any of the facilities or the locker room or the weight room. I haven't seen any of that. And it was just me putting my full trust in them and just committing to them and know that they're honestly committing to me too. And I see it in motion, you know, with all the commits we have right now, all the 4-star, 5-stars, and just, you know, the type of kids we have too. You know, I think we're like totally changing around this brand and, you know, just bringing in a whole new wave of kids that, you know, is going to completely change this program and win us national championships and just, you know, be back to where they were. And, you know, that's the main goal for me and these recruits coming in.
That's a great goal. Why was Florida State the right fit for you? Considering all that, that you haven't seen a lot of what FSU has to offer, at least the football program, when it came to deciding on your future home, why was FSU the right fit for you?
I think, you know, I think just everything comes into play. You know, I think I actually waited a little longer. I would actually would have liked to like commit really, really early and started building my class a while ago. But, you know, just with how everything was with COVID, I, you know, had to wait and see everything. But, you know, what really made Florida State different was just the continuous support, like with everything I ever posted, you know, on social media and all the fans, with everything, it's always been, you know, complete love just some place where I really feel, you know, welcomed and you know, wanted. And, you can't find that in every place. And it was definitely not like that for, you know, the majority of the places that I was looking at. And I think, you know, if you're just trusting God's plan and knowing that he's, you know, he's got everything under control, then you're good to go. I mean, I knew after church one morning, when we went back to Tallahassee, that, you know, God had this decision made and it was done and I didn't have to worry about it anymore. You know, once I committed, it was just like, you know, a peace that came over me you know, it's kind of a relief and, you know, it's just kind of like a start to get motivated and start bringing these kids in and started something crazy.
What you mentioned a little bit, the recruiting efforts and trying to build this class up, you and Travis Hunter, the 5-star Florida State commit, have been kind of the leaders of that effort on social media, trying to get other guys to join you at FSU. If you don't mind, could you share, I guess with us, the behind the scenes look at how you and Travis are kind of recruiting these other guys?
Definitely. Yeah. I think, you know, the approach we take is, you know, just like, you know, with what our coaches did to recruit us is, you know, building a relationship with these kids. And it's so much fun, honestly, because you get to know all these different kids, regardless of if they come to school with you or not. You're building so many friendships that, you know, all these kids are, you know, going far in their careers. So you'll definitely see them down the road. And it's cool to have those kind of relationships. But I think, you know, what Travis and I do is, is something special. And I think honestly, the university speaks for itself. I think there's just, you know, like a certain swagger that kind of comes with going to Florida State, and I think people just want to really be a part of it. So I think the kids, you know, that want to come here, you know, reach out, and the ones that we have to push for a little more, it doesn't take them long to realize that, you know, this is the place to be.
Without naming, you know, everyone that you've talked to, I guess, who are some of the guys that you're after to join this Tribe 22 class?
I think the, you know, the top guys I'm after right now are Caden Saunders and Jaleel Skinner, actually. We're, you know, really pulling for him. And gosh, there's so many dudes we have.
Yeah.
Caden, Kevin Coleman, pulling for Kevin big time. I'm trying to find this list, but I think Travis has, like, because we have like this list, but even a hometown kid, Cole Martin, I'm trying to get him from my school to Hamilton, and
you named off a bunch, so you're good there. Speaking of lists, this coming weekend, there's the big Florida State spring game. It's been highly anticipated. A lot of recruits expected to be there. Stepping aside from recruiting for a second, what are you looking to see from the FSU team? You were there at the last scrimmage, so you got to see some things of them on the field. What are you looking to see from the offense as well as the quarterbacks on the field in Doak on Saturday?
I think, really specifically, I think I want to see the receivers, you know, get the separation I know they can get, because, you know, this is a crazy receiving core we have right now. And I want to see them, you know, break away and get some separation on those DBs. And I think from the quarterbacks, I just want to see, you know, like a little more energy out there and, you know, guys, you know, jumping around, getting their guys fired up before the drive. Like, you know, I don't think I saw that last week when we were there. But I think this will be a totally different environment, and I think they'll get fired up. But I think that'd be really cool if us and all the recruits got to see like a really, really, you know, hype Florida State team and coaches yelling and stuff. And so I think, you know, I can try to help out with that a little bit and you know, keep the recruits hyped up and stuff like that. But yeah.
Sounds good. You know, speaking about the recruiting efforts, what's your plan for recruiting some of these talented guys that are expected to be here? Because there's tons of talent. We've got like a huge list of all these 4-star, 5-star guys that are expected to be there. So what's your plan this weekend?
I think my plan is just, you know, to spend as much time as I can with them. I'm actually flying in. I forgot to tell you this, but I'm flying in like tomorrow at 4, and I'm going to be there. And then I think, like I said, just spending as much time as I can with them, you know, just selling to them, you know, what kind of place Florida State is. And I think that's why I think the scrimmage is going to be so cool for them to see too, and to see the, you know, kind of potential they have. And I think what really was a big influence for me was seeing how Coach Norvell was on the field and how he, you know, talks to the players and gets them fired up. And I mean, that's, that, you know, 100% the type of coach I want to play under. And so I think seeing Coach Norvell will be a big help recruiting, and I think we should be able to get some commits this weekend, honestly.
Why is it so important for you to go ahead and try and you know, attract other talent to join you in Tallahassee?
Oh, so I think you know, it's a biggest thing for me, because these are the guys that I'm going to be, you know, winning national championships with and throwing touchdowns to, and you know, having a block up front for me and all this stuff. And I think, you know, the more talent and athletes you can have around you, you know, the more successful your team's going to be. And I think even if we don't honestly pull all these big time names and stuff, I think, you know, the athletes we do get at Florida State are just going to progress so much when they're here and you know, just become the, you know, the type of, you know, NFL caliber players. Cause you know, we've seen it with so many people, like with Florida State developing so many NFL ready players. And I think there's just so much more that comes with going to Florida State, you know, the connections to the league and, you know, the preparation, you know, the stage you're playing on, you know, one of the biggest stages in college football. And I mean, there's nothing like it. It's the best place to be for a recruit.
Have you given any thought on when you want to take your official visit to Florida State yet?
Yeah, so I've been actually talking with Coach Dillingham about it, and I think what I'm going to do is just come out like every weekend or every other weekend with like a new set of like kids who are visiting that week, and just kind of like pop in, say what up, and just kind of like chill with them, because Dillingham said that would be cool. So I think we're going to try to make that work and just do like five of them or whatever. But yeah,
that's really neat. I guess moving forward, as far as fall and the expectations, what are you looking to see from the Florida State team this fall?
I think what needs to be seen from them is, I think this can still be considered a transition year, honestly. But, you know, this doesn't mean that, you know, we can have like a negative season or anything. I think they can still be, you know, one of the top teams, if not the top teams in the ACC, and you know, just really dominate. But I think having Coach Norvell like here now with these guys, you know, another year under his belt, I think they're just going to be like so much more confident and under control. And they still have, you know, so much time to get ready. So, I think they'll be good to go.
For you personally, what are some of the things as a quarterback that you're trying to get better at this offseason?
I think specifically, I would say, I think just adding a little bit more to my speed and my run game, and just being more of a threat with my legs. I think that would be, you know, huge, and especially playing in a league like the ACC. I think just being able to take off is huge. You know, that's the one play you can't defend in football. So I think that would be really big. And I think just increasing my arm strength, always, you know, just getting bigger, faster, stronger, and, you know, just always maintaining my technique and you know, throwing. I think the other big thing is getting with these guys this before we go to Tallahassee, and just like maybe going routes on air and just like kind of getting some time down, you know, with like Travis and Sam and some of the guys we have right now, and you know, just like building up that timing. And yeah, I think that's it.
On the football field in your senior season, you know, final ride there, what are you looking to accomplish, just as far as, you know, is it a stat thing or is just your team? What are you looking to accomplish in that senior year?
100%. The goal is just a state championship. And, you know, we came so freaking close last year and lost in the state championship. But I think, you know, that just, we're just hungry now and you know, dying to get back to the ship. So I think we're definitely going to bring it home this year. And, you know, that'll be awesome to go out on top as a senior as well. And, you know, that's always been a dream of mine, honestly, is to win a state, you know, high school championship. And that'd be really awesome to do my senior year.
Cool, man. And I guess finally, since you're going to be an early enrollee at Florida State, what are you most looking forward to when you first step foot on campus? I guess that would be in January.
That's a good question.
Yeah, there's a lot to love about Tallahassee, but if you had to pinpoint maybe one or two things, what would you say?
Gosh, I'd say, I don't know. I think just like using that whole semester that I'm there early, just to kind of like, if I can just get a head start before everyone else on the playbook and like, I don't know, building up a connection with my guys, I think that would just be huge. If I could just, you know, work with my guys and just get ready. I think that, or like, I don't know, like you said, there's so much to see around Tallahassee, just maybe going out with like some guys or even my parents sometimes and just like sightseeing would be cool. So we'll see when I'm there.
Cool, man. That's pretty much all I had for you. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us on the bench. You know, this weekend, obviously we're going to keep a close eye on everything with recruiting and the spring game. But yeah, man, I appreciate your time, and I'll look to catch up with you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Zach.
Appreciate you. We'll be right back.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.